Thank you for listening to the Diocese of Winchester podcast. These talks and reflections are designed to encourage and support our parishes and communities. To hear more, go to our website at winchester.anglican.org.
Many of you will be aware that this year marks the 30th anniversary of the ordination of women as priests in the Church of England. The first women were ordained in Bristol Cathedral on the 12th of March 1994. And today I am here with the very Reverend Catherine Ogle, Dean of Winchester, who spent much of her ministry in West Yorkshire as a parish priest, and then was Dean of Birmingham, and also with Canon Peggy Jackson, who has held a number of parish posts in England, including Team Rector and Dean of Women's Ministry at Southwark, and latterly as Archdeacon of Llandaff in the Church in Wales, and who is now retired and now has PTO in our own diocese. So, welcome. Both of these inspiring women were among the first cohort to be ordained that auspicious year, 1994, and it is my great honour to talk to them today about that experience, and indeed their ongoing experience of ministry in the Church of England. Peggy and Catherine, welcome to the podcast. So let's just rewind a bit and take us back 2 years before 1994, 1992, when that momentous vote happened in Synod. Where were you, Peggy? Let's start with you. Where were you?
I was in Dean's Yard outside Church House, listening over the radio a lot of people. And we were there because we kind of expected the vote would fail. We were there to support one another when it did, with a few very brave men who were ready to help us if that happened. And so when the vote went through, it was just an amazing moment. And that really is the seminal moment of my story, I can remember. And we burst into spontaneous song to celebrate, and we were just overjoyed.
Do you remember what you were singing?
Yes. Gloria, Gloria, Jesus' day.
Yes.
As people went out and then we dispersed, we'd been asked to wear cassocks so that people would identify who we were if whatever happened. Yeah. We went down Victoria Street and it was just breaking on the news. And people were stopping their taxis to say, "Just heard the news, good on you, we're so pleased." People in bus queues turned to talk to us to say, "We are so rejoiced, so overjoyed." And the Church of England suddenly hit the news and was valuable and valued.
How wonderful. Dean, Catherine, do you remember where you were?
I would have loved to have been in Dean's Yard with Peggy, but I was working at the time on secondment from the church at BBC Leeds, because after finishing my curacy, you know, what was I to do? So it was a great idea to send me to Radio Leeds, and I learned a lot of new skills with BBC, so that was great. But I just had a baby and was working part-time. So my job that day was to give comment into the news, and we were covering the Synod news all day. I was watching it on the television in the office and then running down on the hour to kind of update people about what was happening and try to put in ordinary, everyday language the kind of theology that was going on. And like Peggy, I had no idea if the resolution would pass. We needed a two-thirds majority in each of the three houses. So it was a tall order, and we didn't know if it would happen. But my colleagues at the BBC were so supportive of me, as they had been all the way through with my pregnancy and everything. They were brilliant, and they were so pleased. And I remember getting on the bus to go home at the end of the day, and like Peggy, strangers were coming up. I had the docker on. Strangers were coming up and congratulating me, and I think someone that evening had sent some flowers round to the house. And just this sense of joy mixed with surprise that it had actually happened.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. So 2 years later, the first priesting service took place in Bristol. How do you reflect on you were priested that same year, but not in March, but that same year, Peggy? How do you reflect on your own service, and where was it?
My service was in St Albans Cathedral. We were very involved in planning it, and we made the decision that we would have all the women of the diocese ordained at the same service. There were 62 of us. And St Albans has a large nave, so it made a wonderful procession. They had the the cathedral was packed, of course the abbey was packed, and they had people outside with CC cameras, you know, to feed to the outside. It was a wonderful day, wonderful celebration. And the fact that the women were involved in helping to plan the service was hugely important, because we were able to draw on hymns written by women, hymns where women had added verses to traditional hymns. So there was a sense of inclusiveness and ownership of it.
Wonderful. And Catherine, what about you?
Yes, ours was a bit later. It was a nice warm day, if I remember. And Ripon Cathedral. And like Peggy, we had all of the women who had been waiting as deacons. And I was a deacon for 6 years before I was ordained priest. But there were women much more experienced than me. I was still in my 30s. There were women who'd been deaconesses for decades. So the thing I remember about it, apart from that a flock of doves flew down upon us as we walked into the cathedral, that was amazing. Some anxiety about there being protesters standing up in the service as well as outside. Now, if we did, I'd forgotten, because isn't that lovely? If they were there, I'd forgotten. Yeah. I don't think we were disrupted. But what I remember was standing in the cathedral, we were in a large circle, and just looking around at the women, it was so moving, because some of them were beyond retirement age, and then some of them were in their 20s. It was just stunning, really. It was a wonderful, and our families being there and celebration outside. The odd thing is, we didn't have a team photo, because we didn't do that sort of thing 30 years ago. Did you have a photo, Peggy?
No,
isn't it odd
no.
how the world's changed?
Yeah.
So you say you didn't have a team photo, but actually right here next to us, you won't be able to see this on the audio, obviously, but we've got this beautiful photo which Peggy has brought in, which is of the 20th anniversary, is that right?
Yeah.
Where is it, Peggy?
Well, the photograph is on the steps of St Paul's. The day was organised so that we met in Dean's Yard for lunch, and then after lunch we had a little pilgrimage procession along the embankment.
In our Alps.
Yeah, in our Alps, to St Paul's. And after the photo was taken with the Archbishop of Canterbury in the middle, the one lone man and his purple cassock, we all turned and went into the cathedral. And as we went into the cathedral, which was packed with people, obviously, just for the celebration, they began the applause. And it went on and on and on and on, because it took about 20 minutes, at least, for all of us to file into the cathedral.
Yeah.
And they just clapped and clapped and clapped. It was wonderful.
And it's always extraordinary, isn't it, when you've got a lot of women together, how it affects the singing and sort of affects the tone of the service. I remember great joy at the female voices in St Paul's. It was lovely.
Mm. So you've described a lot of joy at the time, and 20 years later, still much joy. Was that your experience at the time within the church, that lots of people were really excited and happy about what happened?
In 1994?
Yes.
Yes, actually. I was in a very